Timing is everything, and this spring, timing truly means the difference between survival or the demise of thousands of unfledged birds. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we focus on the delicate balance between the necessity of crop harvest and the survival of tri-colored blackbirds. This is Bay Birds. The tricolored blackbird is North America's most colonial land bird. Although the tricolored blackbird looks similar to the ubiquitous red-winged blackbird and is closely related, the two species are genetically, behaviorally, and morphologically distinct. The tricolored blackbird is distinguished by its deep red shoulder patch with a bright white bar, and in red-winged blackbirds, the male's shoulder patch is a brighter red and is bordered in yellow rather than white. The females are a bit harder to distinguish, but female tricolored blackbirds are a dark blackish brown, as opposed to the red-winged blackbird's lighter reddish brown. And their nesting habits are considerably different. Red-winged blackbirds can be found throughout the United States and into Canada and Mexico, and male red-winged blackbirds typically defend breeding territories that generally include several females. Tricolored blackbirds, on the other hand, are found almost exclusively in California. Its breeding colonies often teem with more than 50,000 birds, sometimes all settled into a single 10-acre field or wetland to raise their young. In the early 19th century, some tricolored blackbird colonies contained more than a million birds, with observers exclaiming that these large flocks literally darkened the sky. Since then, the population has declined from several million to less than 300,000 today. Over just the last 70 years, the tricolored blackbird population has decreased by more than 80%. Despite the startling decline in numbers and repeated attempts to get the bird listed as endangered, the tricolored blackbird has been denied protection under both the state and federal Endangered Species Acts. California Fish and Wildlife and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service do, however, include the species on their respective species of concern lists. To the casual observer, seeing these big breeding colonies confuses the sense of urgency in protecting the species. But it is exactly this gregarious nesting behavior that makes tricolored blackbird colonies so vulnerable to large-scale failure. Just a few colonies may contain a majority of the population. Their traditional nesting areas, marshes with nearby foraging habitat that were once abundant along the California coast and in the Central Valley, are few and far between, thus forcing these birds to rely heavily on agricultural land, and a majority now nest in grain fields. And it is here that timing means everything. Tricolored blackbird young typically have not yet left the nest when the crops they are nestled into become ready for harvest. But harvesting destroys tricolored blackbird nests and young, and in some cases as many as 20,000 nests have been lost in a single field. That's a big hit to the population when you remember there are less than 300,000 remaining. And it's a tough one for farmers. They don't want to destroy thousands of birds, but the price of feed is high and they need to be able to feed their cattle. Without financial support, many farmers can't afford to delay harvesting their fields. Fortunately for both farmers and tricolored blackbirds, there is help. The Tricolored Blackbird Alliance, chaired by Audubon California and comprised of landowners, farmers, agricultural associations, governmental agencies, and environmental organizations, works to raise the money needed to support these farmers and delay harvest. It is also very focused on conserving and protecting tricolored blackbirds, with a goal of reversing its decline over the next 20 years and trying to prevent the birds from using agricultural lands by restoring or creating natural wetland habitat. How can you help? Well, head to Audubon California's website at ca.audubon.org and learn more about tricolored blackbirds, the current conservation work protecting them, and the current plight of this season's colonies. The tricolored blackbird has been called California's passenger pigeon. Let's hope its future is very, very different. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.